This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about batteries, new battery tech.
That's it. Quite exciting. So, look, we've gnashed our teeth for quite a while here on Power Savers over the years in regards to battery storage.
Yeah.
It's just not quite there, is it?
Hmm.
We mainly use gel lead acids called SunGel Ultra from Battery Energy Australia for our off-grid solar systems. Now, these guys are an Australian battery manufacturer who make one of the best lead acid batteries on the market. As good and reliable as these batteries are, the actual chemistry of lead acid batteries has its limitations, Darren. Lead acid batteries, they're big, they're bulky, they take up lots of space.
Yep.
They literally weigh an absolute ton, or tons if we have enough of them. Lead, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
We can also cannot draw them all the way down without severely impacting on their serviceable lifespan. So this basically means to service, say, a 10 kilowatt hour energy storage requirement for a client, I have to at least use a 20 kilowatt hour battery. And then we have lithium batteries. Now, we use these for our on-grid hybrid systems, and we use the LG and soon the SolarEdge batteries. Now, lithium batteries have proven to be a brilliant traction battery. And by that I mean storing energy for electric vehicles, bikes, and plus all our handheld devices such as mobile phones and things like that.
Yes.
It hasn't proved to be the silver bullet for stationary batteries for homes in some circumstances. They haven't lasted as well as expected. They were touted as being able to be virtually completely depleted every day and sometimes more than once a day. Whereas I never want to take a lead acid battery past its 50% state of discharge. Lithium's on paper, I could smash 90% out of them whenever I wanted.
Right.
But time has proven that you cannot, and reality hasn't really lived up to the hyperbole. Lithium chemistries suffer less than lead acid battery from constant heavy discharging, but suffer they still do. Plus, they are an electronic heavy battery product, and the electronics have also proven to be a bit of an Achilles heel as well. It almost sounds as though we need some sort of battery technology to sit between lead acid and lithium.
Hmm.
Well, we might have found it, Darren.
Right.
Yeah. So early days, but it does look promising. So this is the Gelion. I've got to get the pronunciation right. I was saying Gelion, but apparently it's Gelion. Zinc bromide battery. Might be the technology we need for stationary batteries. Some avid listeners may have heard us mention zinc bromide batteries before. And you're correct, we've recently saw a lot of red flow zinc bromide flow batteries up at the Vale near Sheffield. These are a flow battery and they work with pumps to lay down and extract zinc out of the zinc bromide solution to charge and discharge the batteries. Very clever battery with various pros and cons, but it goes the same. We are fans of these batteries. But the Gelion zinc bromide batteries are another Australian first, and there are no moving parts within this battery. So it's just like a battery. It can be completely discharged to empty. Zero ill effects. Though I must say I've heard this before. Okay. But it will work up to fine, up to 50 degrees Celsius, which a lot of batteries really start to struggle at around about the 30 to 40 mark. Non-toxic, you know, so that's better than lithium and lead acid for a start. Lead's toxic. There's some really nasty stuff in lithium batteries. 98% recyclable, which is miles ahead of lithium, which has proven to be a headache to dispose of. Can dispose of it or recycle it. It's really hard to break down. And look, I don't think there's anywhere in Australia that does it yet.
Right.
Yeah. So the Gelion batteries cannot catch fire ever, which is better than, say, lead acid, which technically can have a hydrogen explosion. If there's an overcharge, build up a hydrogen and a spark, bang. Now, lithium zone, now they can have what we call thermal runaways. Absolutely frightening event. Because essentially it can be an inextinguishable fire. Yeah. So you cannot put it down out until the energy is discharged through the fire.
Wow.
Yep. And they've also been reported as being a robust technology and abuse tolerant. So that's going to put it miles ahead of lead acid and lithium, which both don't like to be beaten up too much. It's going to follow the same form factor as lead acid batteries. So they're going to be a similar size of lead acid battery cells, but only half the weight.
Right.
What's handy. So who are Gelion? Well, they were founded in April 2015 by Professor Thomas Maschmeyer. I may have made a complete meal of his name, but well, that's what it is today.
Right.
And that was as a spin-out from the University of Technology, Gelion Technologies. Now, these guys are innovators. They're inventors of cutting-edge technology. They also work in all sorts of different battery fields and to make them better. But they're not manufacturers, Darren. This is the important bit. they're going to follow the same form factor as lead-acid batteries. And by this, I mean they're going to be in similar cases using similar negative and positive pole layouts. So they suit conventional battery products, like stuff we use every day. We'll just basically be able to use this product. Gelion, to achieve the production requirements for funding and just pure necessity, have teamed up with Battery Energy Australia. And they are converting one of their production lines over to manufacturing this new innovative battery product. So what is exciting for us, DMS Energy has already partnered with Battery Energy Australia. And we will be involved in testing this product's suitability for Tasmanian conditions. We know it performs well under hot conditions, but how is it going to perform in our cold conditions? Will the colder temperatures here lower the battery's capacity? How will it perform under high current draw and high charging rates? How long will the product last? These things we sort of need to know. While we have the theoretical answers to these questions, what will be the proof in the pudding is the real-world application and testing. This is where DMS Energy has it over most other renewable energy providers in the state, as we have active testing sites across Tasmania, where we flog the pants off gear before we send it to market. This is also the most fun part of our jobs, is when we have new products arrive down, it's like an episode of Mythbusters in the workshop. So we do hope to get our hands on the first batteries in quarter one, 2022. That's not far away.
It's a couple of months away.
I must say, Darren, I have high hopes for this product, as we need some other battery technology to fill the gap between lead acid and lithium. And hopefully the Gelion zinc bromide battery is it. The cost. That's always the big question, isn't it? So we don't have any pricing yet, but Gelion have mentioned they hope to get the cost down to $100 per kilowatt hour of storage. This will be for megawatt commercial scale projects. Obviously, the bigger the project, the lower the cost. But currently, for domestic lithium home storage, we're looking around $1,000 per kilowatt hour for storage. Now, if it falls anywhere between $100 and $1,000 per kilowatt hour, it's going to be a win-win for the end user. And it makes sense it'll be a lower cost, because it's using low-cost, readily available raw materials, a tried and tested mature manufacturing techniques, and to put it all together. So it has to be a better price than lead acid and lithium, because literally the products in the battery are basically zinc, water, salt. That's it. So it's got to be better. So let's watch this space. But we have been led down meandering paths of dead ends before with emerging battery technology, so we won't say it's a silver bullet. But it does tick a lot of boxes, and it is Australian.
So when are you doing your testing?
Hopefully in the first, probably the later part of the first quarter in 2022.
Well, I look forward to hearing how that turns out. Once all the testing happens, you're looking at selling the gear next year.
We're going to try them for off-grids first, and then we'll move them into some sort of hybrid role.
All right, DMS Energy, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, and the phone number 1300 502 599, or on the web, what's that address?
It's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
And if you have any questions for Adrian, batteries, for example, for your solar gear, whatever, Then send them through on the Facebook and we'll get to them as soon as we can on the Power Savers chat.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.